Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 18. I know I've got some that I haven't numbered as Dog Days, but I think even by that token, by the end of the month, I'll have over 31 of these Dog Days. So I want to talk a little bit on a different subject here. I had some engine problems, well, not any real problems, but some indication of engine problems on my way back from Parkville. I drive a Honda Odyssey, much like other podcasters who are fans of open source software. Dave Yates and the Lotta Linux Link podcast is mostly driving down the road when he would podcast in his Honda Civic. And Nightwise over there in Belgium, when he is tooling around the roads there, is often in his car and recording podcast information there. So multiple people who like open source and podcast from their car. Thusly the name of my never-quite-got-off-the-ground-or-on-any-regular-basis first attempt at a podcast, Mr. Gadget's Technological Odyssey. And see, I'm in my odyssey, right, as I'm podcasting to you. Anyway, the car had a big light, and it literally shaped like an engine. The engine light is literally shaped like an engine. There's a smaller light I'd seen before. It's a little wrench, but that just means it's time to think about getting your car in for service, because you've driven a sufficient number of miles, probably to need an oil change and maybe some other stuff. But this was big and wanted my attention more, so I gave it to it. My wife's Honda Accord provided our transportation for our Sunday trip, and I drove in on Monday morning and let the guys look at it. Of course, you know, you don't just open up the hood bonnet if you're across the ocean, but rather you have to hook up a computer to it, because it's all computerized. In fact, this particular engine has more computerization because it's got an eco mode, so half of the cylinders in the V6 turn off when you're coasting, right? When you're downhill or even on a flat surface. If it doesn't need all the cylinders to fire, it saves gasoline by turning off part of the cylinders, and thusly I get good gas mileage, but I also have the power of the V6 to merge onto the highway and even power out of situations that I don't necessarily want to be in should, you know, bad things happen. The whole idea of having it even be more computerized would mean it would be even less of somebody being able to figure it out without a computer, right? They hook the computer up to it, and they figure out that eventually he comes back and explains that the cylinders are misfiring, but they can't figure out that it's a specific cylinder. It seems to be this random pattern of cylinders misfiring and things like that. They even got in the car, and the service guy who takes your info, he was driving, and the tech was sitting there with the laptop next to him, and they're driving around and looking at the pattern that way, and so the best that they could guess is, I've probably been using a little bit lower octane gasoline, maybe with ethanol mix there, and that's been causing problems because that lower octane gasoline is not what the car is designed for. And so this was something that I thought might be an issue because Honda Bob, who used to be a sponsor of the NoSilicast, had mentioned this once about putting higher tests, that's an old phrase, higher octane gasoline occasionally into the Honda vehicle to keep it running better. And Honda Bob, if you live in Orange County or Los Angeles County, will come right to your driveway. And a little bit far for Bob to come in to my driveway and service me in Kansas City, but that's a service that he offers out there. I discussed that with the guy there, and he said, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask you was, you know, was I using any of that lower octane gasoline and things like that? They suspected there was some carbon buildup there, and so they reset it. It was still misfiring a little bit, but it wouldn't be enough to cause the engine light to come on. And they had a process to try to burn out some of that carbon that might have built up. The whole idea of the carbon buildup reminds me of my very first vehicle that I had as my own personal vehicle. It was a 1965 blue Volkswagen Beetle that had been the car that my mother used when she went back to school to get her teaching degree. So then when I was a junior in high school, my dad acquired a new orange Volkswagen Super Beetle for her to drive. By then she was a teacher, and she had that car to drive to school, and then I inherited the Volkswagen Beetle as my car. And eventually that car quit working when I was in college, and by that time there was only one cylinder still firing. The other cylinders had so much carbon built.